Welcome, hustler, player, and swearer. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome back. It's that time again. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. In this podcast, on my blog, we cover a wide variety of topics, from self-empowerment to business to having a wealth mindset, the dynamics between men and women. We cover so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge. We talk about progressing in life. We talk about getting things done and getting the things that you want. And we talk about so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. Uncommon sense is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. These are keys that will help you unlock many of the doors that are preventing you from achieving the level of success you want in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. In this podcast, we're going to be covering an Ask a Hustler question. These questions are usually asked by people I come across in my life, whether in person, through email, over the phone, etc., etc. Now, I do try to answer as many questions as I can, and if you have one, you can hit me up at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Also, if you haven't yet, please take your time. Sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's basically a newsletter. Also include special discounts in there, other opportunities for things. Just had one this past week, and I might open it up to everybody who reads my blog. Haven't decided yet. But if you're interested in learning and going deeper into what we call the game and the information and knowledge contained therein, go ahead to my website, WJamesD, that's just the letter D, .com. Go to the Free Stuff tab. At the very top of the page, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's worth your time if you're serious about learning all this information at a much deeper level. Now, with all that out the way, this question is a very, very interesting question. And there are many ways for me to answer this question. So I just decided I'm going to have to answer it in three different levels, per se. I'm going to have to break it down in three different levels. So, if you will, we're going to examine this question from the perspective of the game. So what is the magic question for this podcast? The magic question is, why do liars, manipulators, and deceitful people make a lot of money? To simplify that question, why do liars profit? So, when we talk about liars, we're talking about a wide range of people. Now, we're talking about rappers, for instance. Rappers lie. Not every rapper has shot somebody. They might have shot a gun, maybe up in the air. They might have held a gun. Not every rapper shot somebody. Not every rapper has dealt drugs. Not every rapper has been locked up. Not every rapper has been a big time street hustler. I mean, they're lying, but it's in the form of entertainment. And I'm kind of reaching with this one, but it's the same thing with movies. I mean, what is a movie? A movie is nothing but a 90 plus minute story in the form of entertainment, but the story isn't real. And like I said, I know I'm kind of reaching that one a little bit, but that story is fiction, again, in the form of entertainment. there's very little truth in it. And even if that movie is based on a true story, it's just based on a true story. They never tell you how much of the story is actually true that it's based on. It's like you sitting on the edge of a pool and you got your feet in and your ankles in and you're kicking around. So if somebody asks you if you're in the water, you can say, yeah, I'm in the water. But since your whole body's not in the water, you're not actually swimming. So, you know, you're telling the truth, but you're not really telling the whole story. Now, we have unscrupulous religious leaders. I don't care whether they're Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, or whatever, that use manipulation and deceit for their congregation so that they can profit. You know, I'm not talking about all religious leaders, but just like in everything in life, there's people that mean other people very good, and there's people that mean other people a harm or are just using them for their own ends. This is why the game, I feel, it's my personal opinion, which is why I study the game so much in the capacity that I do. I feel that the game is very important, so you can kind of maneuver through these things, and you can kind of see things that some people just can't see. And I know a lot of you out there saying, well, you know, I can tell if somebody's trying to lie to me or manipulate me. But let's talk about just a moment. Let's talk about a radio commercial or a television commercial. Do you know the average radio or television commercial, if you pay attention to it, because people don't pay attention to advertising as much as they used to, but those radio segments and TV segments are 15, 20, 30 seconds. They tell a very short story. The good ones, they tell a very short story, but it's sensationalized. And they may not be telling the truth, the entire truth. And marketing and advertisers study human psychology, which we'll be getting into in just a moment. Because in order for me to answer this question properly, I have to get into human psychology. Because this is what it's all about. Why are people so susceptible to being lied to? Why are people so susceptible to accepting fantasy over reality? And why it's so hard for reality to be profitable? For what's real? For what's truthful to be profitable? So, let's track back for a moment. I believe I was talking about unscrupulous religious leaders. There are good teachers out there. There's bad teachers out there that manipulate their audience. Right? There are people who, I don't know, lawyers, for instance. There's good lawyers out there that are very sincere, and there's lawyers out there that's just their career. You know, they will defend their client to the best of their ability, even if they don't morally agree with what they're defending their client for. But they'll do it because that's what they were hired to do, and that is their job. I'm not knocking that. But law is a game. Yes, law is a game. Because if you're a trial lawyer, you know that you have to have a certain degree of showmanship. And you know that there's certain things that you cannot say during a trial. Because either you will screw up your client, or you get the case kicked out of court. It'll be a mistrial. There's certain things you just can't say. There's certain things that need to be presented in a certain order and presented correctly according to the law and what has been sanctioned by the law, going back to precedents. Correct? Law is a game, and profitable lawyers understand how that's played. Okay, but I'm getting a little off topic. So, we can also talk about crooked politicians profiting off of people. We can talk about crooked CEOs abusing their power, abusing their employees to make a profit. We can talk about, which I already mentioned a little bit, going back to marketing and advertising executives. You know, we have shady internet gurus that claim they can help you make a lot of money or show you how to do something. You know, we have shady, just the list goes on and on. I can talk about 10 minutes and just list a whole bunch of people with ill intentions. And let's look at the opposite side of a coin. There's also a lot of people out there that are very sincere in their intentions. But if you look at the spectrum, of those that are positive and those that are manipulative and deceitful, you will see that the manipulator appears to profit more. They appear to have larger sums of money. They appear to be more successful. These people are being paid for not telling the truth. Let me repeat that. These people that I'm speaking about are being paid for not telling the truth. Why? Because there is very little money in the truth. Why? Why is there very little money in the truth? So, let me explain this from the perspective of the game, because, again, the game deals with people, and when you deal with people, you have to deal with human psychology. The game works through human psychology, and because of that, the game can be very empowering, self-empowering, or it could also be very disempowering. It depends on how it's used, or if you're being subjected to somebody else's game, it depends on how they're using their game. You follow that? So, what is it about the very nature of human beings where they will accept a fantasy over the truth, where they'll accept lies? Let me give you a simple example. When I was younger and I was getting into finding out how to have a business, I literally used to spend hundreds, sometimes over, thousands of dollars a year on books and courses, and they had like audio cassette programs. I'm that old. They had audio cassette programs back then. And I used to buy these cassette programs, and I used to buy these courses and buy these books to try to teach me how to make money. Now, a lot of that stuff was just straight up garbage. Just garbage. You can recognize it. It's just like, how does this work? They're not really explaining anything. It's just garbage. And some of that stuff was pretty good information. But two things. Number one, I came to realize as I got a little older that I was being a sucker. Because what I began to realize is that the people that are selling these courses and products and stuff like that, although they might have been knowledgeable about the particular subject they were speaking on and teaching on, they never presented you with the real deal. They were not making money how they were teaching you to make money. They were making money by teaching you that you can make money. They made money by teaching people that they can make money. They didn't make money how they were teaching or what they were teaching about. I realized that. And that's one of those things where you just kind of, you're hurt for a second, like, dang, I was being a sucker. But, live and learn. That's number one. Number two, a lot of these internet gurus, people that teach you how to make money and make money fast and all, listen. Some of those people are crooked. We all recognize those. We see it all the time. Some of those people are very sincere. But even the most sincere of them glance over or glaze over a very important truth. And what is that truth? The important truth is that they'll kind of skip over or glaze over is that if you really want to be successful at something, it's not going to be easy. I don't care what it is. For every one person that seems to be an overnight success, there's another 100, 200 million people that have to do it the regular way and work it. So they want to make it appear easy, appear fast, appear quick. And yes, what they're teaching you may be some good, solid information. Yes, what they're teaching you probably does work, but what they'll glaze over is how hard you have to work at, how much you have to extend yourself and broaden yourself, your perspective, broaden your mind and learn so that you can learn, or I should say, how to perform that information, use that information at a high level for the results that you're seeking. They kind of glaze over that. Again, you got your feet and ankles in the pool and you're kicking around, so you're in the water, but you're not actually in the water. You're swimming. You follow what I'm saying? One of the reasons, and the game recognizes this, is that human beings Just generally speaking, this does not include every single person on the planet, but human beings, generally speaking, have this natural desire for increase. Everybody wants more, and I've told you all this before, but it's very relevant to answering this question. Everybody wants more. They want more love or passion or romance. They want more money. They want even the person who might be a multimillionaire. He wants to be a billionaire. He wants more money, more power, more houses, more possessions. It's this constant basic need in human beings to be more and have more. This is inherent in almost every human being. It's just in our nature. And everybody wants increase. So when somebody comes to you and says that they can give you what you want in a very organized and easy, quick fashion, that is going to appeal to you psychologically. Most people, again, I'm just speaking in general. I always have people come that doesn't apply to me. You're not talking about me, James. Calm down. Listen to the point I'm making, because there are a lot of people out there who do fall victim to this stuff every single day. Don't get caught up and get upset because you think I'm talking about you. Listen to the game I'm trying to give you so that you can understand what's going on. So if it offends you, then there's something in you. This is a hard pill to swallow. If what I'm saying offends you, if you take it personal, although I'm saying don't, if it offends you, there's something in you that you need to deal with, because there's something in you that recognizes the manipulation. The game is the ultimate mirror. It reflects exactly who and what you really are. Moving on. So we were talking about increase. So human beings have this natural desire for increase. Everybody wants more. And anybody who recognizes this attribute in human beings knows that it's very easy to set a situation up to where a person will at least listen to what you have to say if it's relevant to them, if they feel it'll get them to where they want. You're just providing them a means to get there or appear to do so. It's very easy. When you know how to do it correctly, it's very easy. And this gives you a lot of power, and a lot of people take that power and use it to manipulate. And again, all that big list I gave you all a few minutes ago, this applies to all of them. They know how to push your buttons. They study this stuff. You got to understand, when we speak about having industries, when you have a music industry, a movie industry, a book industry, steel, oil, all these industries, that means that is a game that somebody has mastered. And they study these things. They look at the results and analyze them. So they know how to improve to keep you hooked. They put a hook in you so that you stay hooked. You understand? Because they know that human beings have a natural desire for increase, and they want things easy. This is why people like the fantasy. They like the sensationalism. They want the drama. You can go through your social media feed right now and see drama, 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 sensationalism, etc., etc., etc. Then you have a few people post some very sincere things, maybe some positive words, and everything else is just, in my opinion, garbage. It's just people telling jokes and people pissed off and people making drama and people arguing. Social media has exposed a lot of human nature. Now all the stuff was going on before, but now it's just more readily apparent because you can see what's going on in other people's lives because they want to share it for the world for whatever reason. I'm not the judge. But this is human psychology. So, we talked about increase. That's one level of why liars profit, because they recognize human beings want increase. We talked about how people want things easy. That's level two about why liars profit so much, because they make things appear easy, even if they're not. Or they'll glaze over. I'm repeating myself, but they'll glaze over why something, they'll glaze over the easy part. They'll tell you it's easy, but it's really difficult. They kind of glaze over it, right? So let's deal with number three. And this is social conditioning, or socialization is the correct term for it. And this is another part of human psychology. Human beings want to be accepted. Human beings have a need to feel that they are a part of something, whether it's community or just their family, or some people are, what do they call them, social butterflies. They're just all over the place. They love to socialize. They love to meet people. They love to talk to people. Now, I'm a type of person that I love talking to people, and I like getting knowledge and information from people, but I wouldn't exactly call myself social. But I'm not scared to talk and meet people. You know, I'm not self-conscious, or I'm not an introvert like that, although sometimes I am very introverted. Sometimes I'm very extroverted. It depends on where I'm at that particular time in my life anyway. So human beings have a natural need to be accepted and to be liked, especially by people in their social circle or in their culture, to remain in their culture, to remain in their social circle. So this is another hook that people use to manipulate and use lies for profit. Because if they can make you feel like you are less than somebody else and have the potential to be greater, they got you. If you already feel like you're an outcast, and they tell you, well, although you're an outcast, you belong over here, they got you. It's a hook, right? It's a hook for you. Now, sometimes those statements are true. Sometimes you just don't fit in with other people. Sometimes you're just different. I say that to people all the time, especially the people I'm trying to reach. And I'm not trying to put a hook in anybody or manipulate anybody, but I do know this for a fact. Some people are just different. They look at things. That's just the truth. But there's other people out there that will use that to manipulate or use people. That's not my nature. I don't use the quote-unquote dark side of the game. I prefer the light side of the game. And what is the light side and dark side of the game? For those of you that haven't read my book, Revealing the Secrets of the Game, I explain the game in kind of two ways. There's a light side of the game, quote-unquote, and a dark side of the game, quote-unquote. Now, I don't like using the terms light and dark, but most people are socially familiar with those terms, where light means good and dark means bad. Now, actually, those terms are opposite. But that's a whole nother subject. I'm not going there in this podcast. Anyway, so there's a light side, a good side of the game, and there's a dark side of the game. The light side of the game is very empowering, and the dark side of the game is very disempowering. So I choose and I teach that you should know both. You don't have to use both, but you should know both. So that way, if somebody is coming with a lot of manipulation and deceit, and they're very skillful in the way they run their game, you can peep game and recognize it and stop it before it starts. You peep it immediately and just shut it down. But if you're scared to see where that quote-unquote dark side of the game, what it is and what it's about, if somebody comes using that type of game against you, you'll miss it. Never ignore both sides of the coin. I teach you all that over and over and over again. You can never ignore both sides of the coin. You need to understand both sides. So with social conditioning is also important because it involves social proof. So you can look a certain way and not actually be a certain way, but if society all agrees, it doesn't have to be society. It could be a handful of people. If they all agree that this person is this, then to other people, that person is that. Now, when you go through my website, for instance, you don't see pictures of me in front of my house. You don't see pictures of me sitting in front of a Benz or a Jaguar. So you don't see any of that. Now, let's just say that I have a 2014 Jaguar. Let's just say that, right? Let's just say I have it. And I post pictures on it. I'm leaning on the hood, leaning across the hood, whatever. And let's just say I have not a mansion, but, you know, a nice size house. You know, 7 bedrooms. Let's just say I have a very nice house. So I'm taking pictures all in front of the house. You know, I'm taking pictures in front of the driveway. I'm walking around, you know, playing in the lawn. And I'm just taking pictures, right? Now, these are visual images. Now, first thing in human nature is, if I'm trying to sell you something, you're immediately going to be skeptical. Like, is that really his Jaguar? Is that really his house? Right? Human nature, skeptical. But if, let's say you have a coworker, right? You have a coworker, you don't know me, but your coworker knows me. So let's just say I have all these pictures all through social media and all that stuff like that, which I don't. But let's just say I did. And you're looking through all this stuff and you say, is this guy real? And let's say your coworker knows me personally. And they just happen to catch you looking through the website and looking at these pictures and on social media looking at all my pictures. And they're like, oh, I know him. And they're like, oh, is that really his Jaguar? Like, oh, yeah, I seen him driving around in that, you know, probably like a month ago. Is that really his house? I don't know if that's really his house. I've never been over there, but I know he has a lot of money. Now, does the perspective of me change for you because somebody else confirmed it? We're talking about social conditioning. We're talking about social proof. If somebody you know says something or confirms something, it makes it easier for you to accept. If, let's say, you see an advertisement a few times, because repetition works. So you see an advertisement over and over and over again about a new store, right? So it catches your attention, but it's not on your radar. It's not something like, oh, I just got to go to this store, right? But here you have a friend said, oh, did you go to that new store? Man, they have some very good stuff. The prices are reasonable. It's clean, you know, customers, you know, everybody's there and they're nice and friendly. Oh, man, I'll probably be going back next week. Oh, yeah, I heard about that store. Now, this still might not be on your radar. But then, you might go through your social media feed. Somebody else on your friends list has been to the store. They're praising, right? Now, you're becoming less and less skeptical. You're becoming more and more convinced. Like, maybe I should go there. You see how that works? Let me tell you this story. Because this is all about perspective. And we talk about a lot about perspective in the game. Let me tell you this story. So, for those of you that follow me, you know that I am a public speaker. I write books, of course. I do these blogs, podcasts, but I also do sales training. So when you're trying to get new contracts to train company's sales force, you have to go through all the rigmarole. You have to go through what's called the gatekeeper. That's usually a secretary or a few secretaries before you can talk to a decision maker. It's just part of the game, right? So, I'm a type of person that I'm going to send you a few emails. You know, I'll try to go ahead and get the decision maker's email and, you know, try to set up an appointment with them to speak with them. And I'm going to shoot them about maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 emails. I might go as high as 7 if I, you know the person is extremely busy. How often does a person like that respond to an email? Hardly ever. Why? You know how many, you know, a decision maker like that, that's in that position of power in their particular power structure, in their particular company, they probably get hundreds, probably thousands of those type of emails a year. So after I send my emails, what I do is I'm going to show up and try to talk to you. I'm going to get in your face. With or without an appointment. That's just the kind of person I am. Does it always work? No. But that's just the kind of person I am. It pisses a lot of people off. It's kind of funny because if you go to somebody and you're trying to sell them something, they don't want to hear you. But if you're trying to give them something, they're a lot more receptive. Correct? Anyway. So, I'm at this particular company. I'm going in. I'm having all my information. I'm ready to go. So, of course, I meet the gatekeeper. That's the secretary. Right? From the receptionist to the secretary. I made it past the receptionist. So, I'm at the next gatekeeper. Secretary. So she just has this kind of attitude, like, who are you? Why are you here? And I understand the attitude because, well, I just kind of popped up out of nowhere. But I'm presenting my credentials. So, well, my name is W. James Dennis. I'm an author, a public speaker, and I also do sales training. I've been in sales for such and such years. You know, I'm showing her you know, who I do sales training for, the kind of sales training I do, which I think would benefit the company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All this stuff that she doesn't want to hear. She probably hears it a lot. Probably at least 4 or 5 times a week, maybe more. So, she already has an attitude. She's already defensive. Now, this is, again, you have to look at both sides of the coin. Because I know what I'm trying to accomplish. I just want to talk to the decision maker. Whether they accept me or not, that has to be dealt with. That bridge has to be crossed when I get to it. But I need to deal with the gatekeeper. And her job is to keep me outside of the gates. That's her job. That's what she's there for. So she knows that her job involves having an attitude, and she really had a very, very negative attitude. She really did. And negative attitudes kind of rub me the wrong way, and they irritate me, and they start pissing me off. But I'm a player, and I play with finesse. Let me explain. Now, I'll just give you the short version of the story. So I say what I need to say. She says what she needs to say. And she's not listening to anything I have to say. She's like, okay, well, I'll leave your information. I'll go ahead and pass it on. Which I know 9 times out of 10, she's not going to do. So I need to make an impression. So, you know, I talk to her. Like, I know you go through this a lot. I know a lot of people come here. I know a lot of people call trying to get business. But I think I'm a little different. And I think I'll fit your company very well. She's like, well, who are you? Why should I listen to you? She didn't say it in those exact words, but that was pretty much the gist of what she had to say. Now, there's a few different ways I could play my hand here. Now, I do know a lot of players that are very aggressive, and they would have went into like an aggression mode, and there's nothing wrong with that. You have to be you. You got to be who you are. They would have went into aggression mode and go through all, you know, this, like, listen to me, you're not listening, I don't appreciate you being disrespectful. They would have went verbally back and forth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When I play, man, I'm a player. And I play with finesse and grace. So my thing is to let my point prove itself. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to let my point prove itself. I said, ma'am. Yeah, well, I didn't really call her ma'am at this point. So I'm like, Miss Lady, check us out. I know you get a lot of people coming in here, but you're sitting in front of a computer right now. What I would like you to do is please just Google my name. Just Google my name, W.JamesDennis. Just Google my name. So she gives me that look, you know, does that little eye roll with the exhale, like, oh. So she Googles my name. Now, as a player, I have all my stuff set up correctly, right? I've already planned for events like this. So I made it my point to make sure that when you Google my name, that I end up on the first page of the search engine. So when she Googled my name, she saw me on the first page of the social engine. And I think of the search engine. And I think it's still like this today. When you Google my name, my books come up first, and then I think my Twitter, and further down on the first page, my website comes up. Now, anybody that knows anything about SEO, search engine optimization, knows that it is very difficult to get yourself on the very first page of a search engine under your company name or under your name. It's easier to do it under your name. It's more difficult to do under a company name. That's some game for you all. But here I am, bam, on the first page. My pit images are there. Bam, it's in your face. And anybody that knows anything about search engine optimization knows that it's very difficult to get yourself on the first page of a search of your name. So here it is, this interface, you know, and then my website was on the first page. Sometimes it ends up on the second page. It depends on how Google arranges their algorithms, which change every few months. But, you know, it's on the first page. All my stuff is on the very first page of the search engine. And this is the way I designed it, because I know what I'm doing. You know, there are companies that pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Corporations, multi-million dollar corporations that pay hundreds and thousands of dollars a year to get their company on the first page of a search engine because of the power of it. Because most people don't search past page 3. They'll go through the first page, they'll look on the second page, they'll look on the third page, and most people just stop after that. If they don't find what they're looking for on the first 3 pages, they'll rearrange the words and go for a different type of search. Now, I know this. And she knows this because she understands the business. So to be on the first page of a search engine under my name is rather impressive. And I'm up there with doctors and stuff like that. Now, you know, it just so happens that there's some doctors and stuff like that that have a name very similar to mine. And you know, but I'm on that page. This gives me social proof. This gives me social proof. I don't have anybody that knows her telling her, yes, he is who he claims he is. But what I do have, which I already recognized when I first started this particular career, to make sure I ended up on the first page of the rankings in the Google search engine, because I know what I'm doing. I didn't have to pay a company hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to do it. So she sees that. Now her attitude changes. Why? Because her perspective of me changed. Why? Because I am verified. Everything I just told her is verified by a internet search engine. As ridiculous as that sounds, but it's powerful. And that's how I played it. I didn't argue. I didn't fuss. I didn't fight. I didn't beg. I let my point prove itself. And I designed and planned it so that if that situation ever came up, which it did, that I would already be prepared. That's how a player plays. That's how a player thinks. That's how a player keeps game tight. That social proof from the Google search engine changed her perspective of me. That I wasn't just some fly-by-night person that was just coming, begging, looking for business. That I already had something established. I was already doing something. I already had one pagers. I already had podcasts of me speaking. I already had sales training material. I had all the stuff ready. And it's as professional as I can get it. Now she has to listen. She doesn't have to listen, but now she listened. And eventually I got past the gatekeeper and I was able to speak to a decision maker. Now, did I get the contract? No, I didn't. But what I did get was access to that decision maker. So I lost that particular battle, but I won that war. I have access. I have a resource now that will lead, that can potentially lead me into other directions for other contracts or sales training work. Social proof. It changed her complete demeanor about me. Now, if I was a very manipulative person or unscrupulous person, this, using this kind of social proof, social conditioning, is extremely powerful, and it could lead me to a lot of profit. I just don't choose to use it like that. But people don't like hearing the truth. People don't like hearing the truth because there's no money in the truth. So this is why there are liars, very good liars, that profit off of those who are willing to buy the fantasy. I know I've answered this question in a completely roundabout way. I've went everywhere. And this podcast is running way over the time limit that I would have liked. But I wanted to share those particular thoughts with you and just make you realize that the reason liars profit is because they understand these three basic things about human psychology. I didn't get into them as deeply as I would have liked, but I do hope that you got something from this podcast, at least something to think about. So you can kind of recognize the manipulation in certain games and see them coming before they hook you and drag you and pull you where they want you to go. This has been W. James Dennis, and I appreciate you taking your time to listen to this podcast. You can reach me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. You can also check my website at wjamesd.com. And as always, I will be back. Until next time, keep it moving and keep it simple.